The apprentice stood in front of the massive bulkhead leading to his master's chamber for a long moment, gathering his self-control and centering himself within the force. Ambition stirred in him. He pictured himself at his master's side, the two of them striking the Emperor down together, as he had imagined many times down the years.
"Is anything the matter, Master?"
Proxy asked, from the droid's familiar position at his shoulder.
"Nothing at all," he said.
Straightening his shoulders, he waved a hand. The massive door slid open. Suppressing a smile, the apprentice strode confidently into Darth Vader's inner sanctum. The red sun glared through the broad viewport, but there was something new in that vista. A fleet of star destroyers and support ships clustering around his master's flagship, like carrion. Darth Vader didn't turn.
"The Emperor's fleet has arrived."
The apprentice felt a quickening in his throat.
"You lured him here. When do we strike?"
"I did not summon him. His spies followed you here."
The apprentice opened his mouth to protest, but had barely begun to turn when his master's potent blade stabbed through his back. His eyes widened in shock at the sight of the lightsaber protruding from his stomach. With a choked scream, the apprentice fell to his knees. Darkness threatened to spread across his vision, but he resisted it with all his strength. Despair, likewise. This had to be a terrible mistake. It couldn't be happening. His master loomed over him. Without turning, he gestured at Proxy.
"Begin the transmission."
"Yes, Lord Vader."
Proxy, standing slightly behind their dark master, transformed by sinister stages into the Emperor, hooded and enshrouded in shadow. The two Sith lords looked down at the apprentice, who gasped helplessly at their feet.
"What is thy bidding, Master?"
"You have forgotten your place, Lord Vader. By taking this boy as your apprentice, you have betrayed me."
The Emperor's tone was at the same time harsh and hypnotic.
"Now you will kill him, or I will destroy you both."
The apprentice watched his master, pain twisting his features into a rictus.
"Don't, Master!"
he gasped.
"Together we can defeat him!"
"Do it now, Lord Vader. Strike him down and prove your loyalty to me."
Darth Vader looked from the Emperor to the apprentice as though weighing up two very heavy alternatives. Then he lashed out with the Force, unleashing a mighty telekinetic surge that sent the apprentice crashing into one of the transparasteel viewports behind him. With a piercing sound, it cracked.
"Yes, Vader. Kill him. Kill him."
The apprentice was gripped tightly in his master's will and pulled away from the viewport. For a faint instant, he thought his master had changed his mind and decided to defy the Emperor after all. But then, he was hurled back at the window with all the force of a small meteor. The window shattered outward in a huge explosion, sucking him into the cold vacuum of space. His final cry went unheard. Darkness and despair closed in again, and he no longer tried to fight them. There was no point. It was over. Juno watched in horror from the cockpit of the Rogue Shadow, her mouth hanging open and her fingers limp on the controls of the ship. Klaxons began to sound in the Dark Lord's inner sanctum, sounding a strident vent alarm. Light strobed painfully across the metal walls. Vader grabbed hold of the nearest stanchion to avoid being sucked out into space himself, but the maelstrom was short-lived. Within seconds, though it seemed like a small eternity, a large metal grate had slid down and sealed the shattered viewport shut. Air poured back into the room.
"It is done."
"You are the apprentice, Lord Vader. You are my servant, my enforcer. Never forget your place again."
Vader's domed head bowed.
"Yes, my master."
The Emperor's hologram flickered and dissolved. Proxy returned to normal, looking stunned and shaken. Vader ignored the droid and walked to one of the intact viewports. He stood looking out into space, where the apprentice's limp body tumbled lifelessly through vacuum, surrounded by a cloud of fragmented transparasteel. Juno's hand had risen to her mouth without her knowing it. The sound of a door clanging open in the hangar was followed by the sound of booted feet running towards the ship. A squad of troopers from the Emperor's ships had broken the seal on the Rogue Shadow's secret nest. They could only be coming for her.